Listen to a professor give a lecture in a music history class.
To continue our study of jazz, today we'll focus on the blues and listen to some recordings by Bessie Smith, who is considered by many to be the greatest of all jazz singers. The blues developed in the southern United States from the music of the black people who were brought from Africa and forced to work as slaves on southern plantations. The earliest form of the blues were work songs and field hollers. That was a musical form of communication among slaves. The name blues comes from the loneliness and sorrow typically expressed in the song's lyrics. The blues started out as strictly vocal, but over time musicians began to accompany blues singers. Jazz greats like Louis Armstrong and Fletcher Henderson accompanied Bessie Smith in her recordings. The example of blues we'll hear today is a reissue of some of Bessie Smith's classic recordings. These songs are from the late 1920s when she was at the peak of her career. It's no wonder she was known as the Empress of the Blues. She made 160 recordings and was also a sought-after live performer in New York, Boston, and Chicago, as well as the larger cities in the South. Note her rich, powerful contralto voice. In fact, in live performances, she refused to use a microphone. Bessie Smith's songs typify the earthiness and realism of the blues.